come out this Thursday night, November 1st at 5:30 p.m. for our Ladies' Night Self-Defense Firearms Class. Don't be a victim. Learn how you can protect yourself. This is the most realistic, dynamic, intense training available. We use military simmunitions, so get ready to fight. But hurry, we only have 30 spots. The cost is only $10, and we will be giving away a CCW purse. So sign up now at myselfdefense.info. That's myselfdefense.info.
Hello, I'm Kathy Connect, asking you to re-elect my husband, Ron Connect, as Nevada Comptroller. Ron cut spending 13% and returned over $1 million to the state treasury while improving services. He led the fight against the commerce tax. Ron wants to be re-elected to help leave all Nevada's children the same legacy of hope, growth, and opportunity our parents' generation left for us. Thank you for listening, and please re-elect Ron Connect as Nevada Comptroller.
Paid for by the committee to elect Ron Connect.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have Jim Marchant, a friend and one of the brightest Republican lights in the Nevada legislature. He is a rising star in the Republican Party. But again, you're only as good as your next election. He's got an election coming up next Tuesday. Running for re-election in Assembly District 37, and he joins us in studio. Good morning, Jim. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Kevin. Thank you very much for having me again.
You got the well-worn shoes. I can always tell a candidate they got those good, comfortable shoes, and they are well-worn.
They are. I'm going through another pair.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I just love it. Will you be running into trick-or-treaters tonight? You have to compete.
Probably. Yeah, that's right. I didn't even think about that. That's right. Today's Halloween, isn't it? Yeah, probably.
You're knocking on doors, you're going to be elbowing little nine-year-olds.
Yeah.
I got to talk to these people.
It's very important, and it is.
tell me what you are hearing. I know you give a great stump speech, but you're also a great listener. You go to the door, and these people let you into their homes, and they talk to you. What are they saying? What do they want?
Well, they're concerned about their financial well-being, for one. They're worried terribly about whether their property taxes are going to be raised, because last session we had a bill where whoever it is proposed, I guess the counties, you know, came in and they were crying that, oh, we don't have enough money to keep the lights on, and you know, we're not going to be able to maintain these services and that kind of thing, which is a bunch of baloney. And they were trying to, you know, scare us into raising, you know, letting them raise our taxes and take the cap off of the property tax issue that we did.
Which is what, 3%?
3%. Yeah. 3% on residential, 8% on commercial. So, you know, I voted against that. I fought against that last session. And I will do it again this session. I'm not going to vote for any bills that will touch property taxes to remove the cap that will could, in some cases, triple property taxes on the citizens of every county, I guess, here. And, you know, it's, in my district, is you'll have a lot of seniors.
And by the way, where is District 37?
Yeah, District 37's in the northwest part of the Las Vegas Valley. Kind of near, I guess, a central point would be Durango and Cheyenne, and then kind of up to Lone Mountain, and then over to Summerlin Parkway,
And you've got tons. You got tons of senior communities.
A lot of seniors. My district is heavy senior. Yeah, so I'm very concerned. It's it breaks my heart to hear about, you know, their financial situation when I do go in and talk to them, and it's terrible. And you know, so they have everything weighted against them. You know, our federal financial policy is terrible. I mean, our dollar gets diluted 2% every year. So, you know, they're wondering, 10 years ago, $100 would fill up a shopping basket, right? Now, you get a few items. So it's just stacked against them. So, you know, those are just things that we've got to keep in mind for the citizens and try to fix it as politicians. That's our job. You know, it's not what we can get for ourselves. We have to protect our constituents.
The president has been here in Nevada 12 times. Now the question is, are Republicans going to be motivated to get out and vote? What are you seeing from the early voting numbers? What does that mean for Election Day? Does it put more pressure on Republicans to get their voters out on Tuesday?
Yes, what I'm seeing right now is the Democrats are outvoting us here in Clark County, and I think maybe Washoe. I think they might have drawn even at this point or pretty close, but in Clark County, we're getting outvoted almost 25 to 3,000 every day during early voting. And the Republicans are turning out also. We're turning out at a level more than, you know, previous midterm elections. And but what's disturbing is that, you know, we're not turning out as much as the Democrats. And what it is both bases are energized and they're coming out. And but we're just losing that battle right now. And we need to, you know, we need to make sure that the Republicans come out to vote on Election Day. That is critical for us, me as a candidate, critical to get Adam in there as our governor, Dean Heller as senator, Crescent Hardy at CD4, Danny Tarkanian in CD3. If you don't want Nancy Pelosi as speaker, get out and vote. If you don't want Sisolak as our governor, which would be unbelievable.
All tax hikes are on the table.
Unimaginable. I just can't imagine. I'm scared to death, but I just can't imagine that. So it is absolutely critical that you, the Republicans, get out and vote on Tuesday, November 6th, and get everybody you can to get out and vote. I'm just begging you. It's critical for us.
Let me ask you. There are some people who have struggled with various votes. Dean Heller, he was a never-Trumper. He was opposed to the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. But he's come back, and he is endorsed in a full-throated way by the President of the United States.
Yep.
But there are still some people that say, you know, I just don't know if I can do that. Why? Why is it important that people maybe swallow their pride, maybe hold their nose if you have to vote for Republicans?
Well, Supreme Court, for one. I mean, you need Dean Heller in there because he's going to vote our way on Supreme Court picks and other laws and bills that come before him that President Trump is pushing. If Jackie Rosen's in there, she's not going to vote with Trump. She's going to vote with Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the Democrats for more taxes, sanctuary cities, felons to be able to vote. That's what they're voting for. Higher health care costs. That's another thing. You know, I find it interesting that all of this election cycle, they have been doing ads projecting that we were the ones that raised health care costs. Did you pay attention to Obamacare? I mean, it's amazing. So they're the ones that do it. We're the ones that have a plan that can fix it. We just need to get them out of the way and get some of the other people out of the way that kind of blocked us. So this is critical election.
More coming up. Jim Marchant running for re-election. He's an assemblyman from District 37. And again, this is Northwest Las Vegas Valley. And it includes areas like
Sun City, Summerlin.
Yeah,
Sun City, that's a big area.
What a beautiful facility that is.
And just the greatest people you ever want to meet. They're just so nice. And like I said, that's why it breaks my heart to talk to them because they're getting crunched money-wise. So They definitely can't afford a property tax increase.
More to come from Jim Marchand. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. Nevada candidate for governor Steve Sisolak wants to prevent you from protecting your home and family from criminals. Sisolak is following the lead of radical anti-gun senator Dianne Feinstein, whose newest assault weapons ban includes most of the handguns and semi-automatic rifles Americans use to protect them and their families. In fact, Feinstein said if she could, she would ban all guns. And Steve Sisolak is following her lead. That's why anti-gun groups like Everytown USA, funded by Michael Bloomberg, have poured millions of dollars into races for candidates like Sisolak this year. Sisolak's agenda is simple: to ban semi-automatic firearms, allow government bureaucrats to seize your guns without any court hearing, and maintain a government list of every American who owns a gun. That's why Gun Owners of America is proud to endorse Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt for governor. Adam Laxalt will defend the Constitution and your right to protect your home and family from criminals. Paid for by Gun Owners of America.
The Moving Wall, the traveling Vietnam Veterans War Memorial, will be in Las Vegas Thursday, November 1st through Sunday, the 4th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day. The 3,400-foot half-size replica is open to the public and free of charge. Join dignitaries and Vietnam groups 11:45 Friday and 11:45 Saturday, a full turkey luncheon served to all veterans from all wars in service. I'm Jacob Jimerson on behalf of the Jimerson Law Firm, sponsor for this war memorial, inviting you to the memorial site 500 South Las Vegas Boulevard next to the Nevada Supreme Court building.
My fellow Nevadans, the annual fiscal burden on Nevada taxpayers caused by illegal immigrants is more than $630 million a year. I'm Joel Hanson, candidate for Attorney General. As your Attorney General, I will direct Nevada law enforcement agencies to report all illegal immigrants they encounter to ICE, and I'll vigorously prosecute any who commit violent crimes. Nevada must not become a sanctuary state. Please visit my website at votejoelhanson.com.
Paid for by friends of Joel Hanson.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
Hello, my name is Richard MacArthur. I'm running for re-election in Assembly District 4, which is in the northwest part of Las Vegas. I have lived in Las Vegas for 38 years and want Nevada to be a good place to live and work, raise a family, feel safe, and be able to start a business. I support lower taxes, limited government, the right to keep and bear arms, school choice, and voter ID. I'm opposed to sanctuary cities and amnesty for illegals. I humbly ask for your vote in the general election in November. Again, Richard MacArthur, Assembly District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Richard MacArthur.
Adam Laxalt promised he would defend our gun rights, but he lied. Adam Laxalt just came in support of red flag gun laws like they have in California that allow a social worker or an ex-wife to take away your guns without being convicted of a crime. Good luck getting your guns back from a liberal judge. Call Adam Laxalt and tell him to keep his hands off our guns. Adam Laxalt, just another rhino.
Paid for by Ryan Bundy for governor campaign.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. 6 days ahead of Election Day. We still got early voting. Make sure you go out and early vote. Don't leave it till next Tuesday. Anything can happen. An illness in the family, a sudden business trip, your car breaks down. If you live in District 37, and your car breaks down, just call Jim Marchant. He'll personally drive you to the polling station. We've been told there's going to be a blue wave.
Yep.
But then we were told, well, after the Kavanaugh, the Brett bump, that maybe there won't be. Maybe it'll be a red wave. Is it possible there's no wave at all?
Yeah, no, I think that's what it's looking like. I think it's just neither wave. I think I wish it was a red wave. And who knows? Maybe it is. Who knows what these people are doing in the voting booth that we don't know? I mean, did the Kavanaugh thing charge up some of the Democrats? And, you remember Andrew Breitbart, right? He turned when the Clarence Thomas hearing went on. He was a rabid liberal, right? And when the Clarence Thomas hearing and all that debacle happened, it turned him into a conservative. And look what happened. So are there more Andrew Breitbarts out there that are turning? I think so. I think a lot of people are upset by that that whole farce. So,
The Trump factor. Do you embrace the America First policies of Donald
J. Trump?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, 100%. I've been on the Trump train since 2012.
Wow.
Remember when he teased us back in 2012? He says, I think I'm going to run. I'm going to look at it.
I was sure he was going to run. I was
begging. I was praying he would run. You know, I'm a business guy. And I think that business executives, especially the caliber of him, definitely have the qualities and the experience to run something like the country. And boy, is it proven out. Is he just what are we going to do from now on? I mean, who's going to be able to fill those shoes to be able to lead like he is?
Even after 8 years, somebody's going to have to replace him. And is there anybody that can check off the boxes the way this guy can?
Oh.
I mean, he used to joke about, you're going to get tired of winning.
Yep, I know. Well, I'm not tired.
I told him, when I interviewed him a week ago, and I told him, we're not getting tired.
Nope, I'm not getting tired. I want more.
Yeah.
I want more.
Let's get greedy.
Greedy. I'm greedy.
I like that. Yeah. I want to ask you about something that is near and dear. Well, two things.
Mm-hmm.
One is Yucca Mountain.
Yep.
And I know that that you have been working hard.
Yep.
There's Dean Heller, for instance, is adamant. Yucca Mountain is dead.
Right.
Period.
Right.
And he's very specific about that.
Well, interestingly, I kind of agree with him on one aspect. I do not want Yucca Mountain to be a dump for the rest of the country. And so what I did is, realizing that after the 2016 election, President Trump and the people in Congress were going to open up the licensing process to make it a dump again. So I said, let's don't do that. And I knew that it's 49 states to one, so we're going to lose this battle, so let's get something for it. So I went to Congressman Amaday and I said, look, why don't we take that money, that $30 billion, $40 billion, whatever it is, that's sitting in that fund, and let's build a reprocessing facility out at Yucca Mountain or the test site, wherever makes the best sense, and let's reprocess the material that comes in, and temporarily we reprocess it and we send it back out and right back out to the sites that can use it, because this material that's sitting at 121 sites all over the country, not as secure as it should be, is only 5% used. We have 1,000 years worth of energy sitting there that we can use. All we need to do is reprocess it and sell it. And I made sure with Congressman Amaday, with the bills that he kind of proposed, that the title would transfer once it crosses our state line. The title transfers to us, so it's our property, and we get to sell it, and we get to keep the money for the citizens of Nevada. So my goal is to be like Alaska one day, where we can actually give a rebate to all the citizens of Nevada. Wouldn't that be great?
Property taxes go away.
Your property taxes. No more belly aching about, oh, we can't keep the lights on and we need to raise your taxes. And
by the way, schools would probably get more money out of this.
Schools would get more money. That's absolutely right. Why not? I mean, if you look at, instead of raising taxes, you look at ways to raise money and raise your revenue. That's what we do as business people, right?
So first of all, we would come in and build, $500 million or $1 billion facility?
At least. And then
once it goes online.
Yeah.
We got spent rods coming in,
right,
going out as nuclear energy.
That's right, yeah. And think of the jobs. that creates, not only building these facilities, that's going to be ongoing for a while, because my other part of this plan is to build a world-class Livermore-type lab, Los Alamos, Hanford, lab right here at the test site, where we can research and develop all of the above carbon-free energy generation technology, including these new small modular reactors that are safe now. You can bury them, and you can walk away from them, and they're all self-contained, new technology, and so it's going to happen. Matter of fact, at the test site and a couple of other labs, they're actually building a small modular reactor to power Mars. That's what they're going to use. So the technology's there, and we just need to take advantage of it. It also is a national security issue. We cannot let China lead the world on this technology. We need to do it ourselves, because if we don't, they're going to do it, and then, you know, they can turn the lights out. So we don't need to let that happen. We, United States of America, needs to lead on everything, especially things like this.
And just imagine if all this revenue being generated in our state comes back to the state.
Yep.
It doesn't go to Washington.
That's right.
It comes back to the state. Can I get you to stick around one more second?
Sure.
Because it's something else I want to talk to you about.
All right.
And it involves money.
Yep.
It involves gold. And a proposal that you've made that I think has a lot of merit. I just want to ask you, though, have you had a chance to pitch your idea of Yucca Mountain to people in Washington?
Oh, yeah. I've met with Chairman Shimkus of the he's in a subcommittee below the Energy Committee. I've met with Congressman Walden, who is the chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee. I've met with both of their staff people on the House side and the Senate side, and they're all for it. And so that's why, please get out and vote Tuesday, because we have to keep the House. If we want this to happen, we have to keep the House of Representatives in Washington.
What is your sense? I saw somebody on CNN today say it's 50-50. It's 50-50 that the Republicans will hold the House, 50-50 that the Democrats will take over.
Yeah, I'm scared to death. I mean, I'm just – but you know what? What gives me a little hope is I see these rallies Trump's doing. So you got Obama, he draws, 2,000, Biden, 200, Hillary, few hundred, and Trump, tens of thousands, at least thousands.
And he's going to do an airport hangar deal in Pensacola tonight.
Oh, good.
The start of
I think he's going to do 11.
11 rallies in 6 days.
11 rallies in 6 days, and he'll draw. You see, so, I'm praying that people turn out like they're doing for his rallies, turn out to vote. That's what I'm hoping.
More to come. Jim Marchant running for re-election in Assembly District 37. We're going to talk about gold, lots of it. And the state of Nevada has access to it, but is it maximizing the return? Jim Marchant has some ideas on that. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Wherever you live, whether it be in Ely or Carson City or Amargosa Valley or Hawthorne or Pahrumpa, doesn't matter. Wherever you live, I want you to be careful out there tonight, because the munchkins are going to be all over the place. So please make sure that you look out for the munchkins tonight. They're going to be all dressed up, and it's going to be a great time. But I want to make sure that you use a little extra caution tonight, would you please? Jim Marchant joining us, running for Assembly District 37. One thing I wanted to get in, and we just didn't have a chance to do it, and that is this proposal that you've made, which I think makes a lot of sense. It's a way for a state that is heavy in the mining industry actually makes the most of that money.
Absolutely.
First of all, let's start at the beginning. We are, we obviously are tourist-based, but we also have a huge mining interest. And everybody says, well, how come the mining people always get what they want? Well, we are one of the biggest mining – we are the biggest mining state
in the country.
In the country.
Yep. And if we were a country, we'd be number four in the world in gold production and precious metal production. So with that in mind, I came up with an idea to allow the state of Nevada and the counties that mine the gold and actually the gold companies themselves to be able to offer a gold-backed bond. And why is that important? Right now, our bonds are backed up by our paper dollar. And I mentioned a little earlier that they're being debased 2% a year. That's why $100 won't fill up a basket, shopping basket anymore. So I did an analysis, and I took a dollar investment in 2000 into a bond, a regular Nevada bond based on the paper dollar. And what would it be? What would the purchasing power of that be today, 2018? It'll blow your mind. It's only 94 cents. You're losing money. You're losing money. That's why you can't fill up your basket anymore. So I did the same analysis as if my bill would have been available in 2000 and to 18. And guess what the purchasing power would be with a gold-backed bond, $3.92.
So as opposed
huge.
To 94 cents?
As opposed to 94 cents. And that's a dollar, so you've lost 6 cents. Or you've gained $2.92, so you've got a 292% gain.
Now,
$3.92. Yeah, $2.92.
The state is entitled to a royalty,
right,
for every dollar of mining that gets done. Am I right?
Yep, it's about 5%, and they take out expenses to get it to the point where they can give us a royalty. But we get an enormous amount of money. From the mining, from the gold that's in the ground that technically is our gold. We let them mine it, and, they get proceeds, we get proceeds. And so we're the perfect state that's positioned to be able to offer a gold-backed bond. And we haven't done this in the United States since 1933. And the only way to fix our debt problem that we have right now is going to be to do something like this. I mean, we really need to do it nationally, but I figured, what the heck, we can do it here in Nevada. Let's lead the way. And we could, right now we have about $11 billion in bonds out right now. And the way I want to do this is through an auction. So in order to be able to buy these bonds, which are going to be extremely desired. I've been told that there are trillions of dollars. We'll oversell the first minute. When we open this up, we will be sold out because that we have a lot of people, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Chase, all of the Morgan Stanley.
Will regular people, though, be able to buy the bonds?
Yeah. Everybody will be able to buy them. Yeah. They'll have to bid, but that's what I want to do in auction. So these guys, instead of paying a dollar, because what I want to do is I want to make them exchange the regular dollar bonds, right? So they'll come to somebody, say if you have a Nevada bond, if you own one, these guys will come to you and say, hey, you bought that for a dollar. I'll give you $1.25 for it, because that's the only way they're going to be able to buy our gold bonds. So what happens with that delta, the 25 cents per dollar, that pays off our debt immediately. So we could go from $11 billion to $8 billion in an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, whenever you talk about ideas and concepts and legislation, you always talk about who wins and who loses. I look at this proposal, and I don't see anybody losing.
There's no loser.
So in other words, so should this be, God forbid, a bipartisan?
It should be. Absolutely.
Idea?
Absolutely should be. Yes. Absolutely. This doesn't benefit Republicans. It doesn't benefit Democrats. It benefits the people of Nevada.
Have you ever brought this up to Democrats? I mean, should like this idea.
Yeah, they like it, but, it's kind of funny. They said, this would be great, except it's your bill. you're a Republican. That's what they say. Oh yeah, this is a great idea. But
have you sought a Democrat co-sponsor?
Yeah, I have, and I will continue to seek them. Yeah,
but so, you don't have one yet.
I don't have one yet. Nobody quite wants to go on the record yet. It's not. It's really not time yet. You got to get to that point where they, you know.
So in February.
Yeah, in February.
You'll probably have a co-sponsor or multiple.
I should. Yeah, I will. And. But you got to get me back in, so vote for me in District 37. So.
There you go. If people want to help you, if people want to help your campaign, even though we're 6 days out, I know there's still stuff you need.
Oh, yeah.
You need money. You need yard signs, call bank stuff, walking neighborhoods,
calling, everything.
Volunteers. Like what?
Yeah, jimmarchant.com. Go to my website. It's got my contact information on there, my email, and that's jimmarchant.com.
I love that. Good luck. I know you got a lot of walking still to do.
Yep. A lot of work.
You got the right shoes for it, I'll tell
I'm
you.
I'm going to go right to the end because I'm not leaving anything on the field. I'm everything I can do.
And it's great. We'll find out Tuesday night how everybody does. Jim, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. I really appreciate it also.
Jim Marchant, District 37, running for re-election. A lot of bold ideas. Yucca Mountain, gold. And that's just scratching the surface. I want you to hear what I think is the ultimate debate, and it involves Juan Williams. Juan Williams, this is cut three, by the way, was on with Jesse Waters yesterday on the 5 on Fox, and I want you to see how this political debate. And how it has devolved into a shouting match. That even on the 5, they start getting into politics. They can't even talk about anything without it being political. Listen to Juan Williams from the 5 along with Jesse Waters.
He's not responsible, but his rhetoric definitely is an issue in America at this time.
It's funny that you can conflate that. You can say the president isn't responsible for shootings, but his rhetoric contributes to an atmosphere where shootings take place. I think that's kind of a cheap way of indirectly blaming the president, and I wouldn't stand for it if I was the president.
I don't think it's cheap at all, especially when you hear the perpetrator of this horror talk about immigrants in the caravan.
Sure.
And respond.
I just want to say one thing to Juan. You know, when there was shootings of police officers and officers in this country were executed in New York City and in Texas during the Obama administration, no one blamed Barack Obama for his anti-police rhetoric or supporting Black Lives Matter. No one linked him to that. No one said
his rhetoric
contributed to an atmosphere where cops were killed. We were all very prudent and responsible. Yet, any time there's any act of violence in this country, Donald Trump's name is inserted by his political opponents, and it's wrong.
Jesse, you're a good guy. That's not analogous. That's not right.
What we are seeing at this moment is not
someone saying, hey, there's a problem with police abuse.
Yes. I love the fact that we began this with, we don't want politics to interrupt this somber moment.
So I'm going to end it. We're going to focus on the families and all of their grief, and our thoughts and prayers should be with them.
Yeah. Okay. I find it interesting that and you know what the left is doing. You know what the left is doing. The left is trying to muzzle the president of the United States. They don't want him going out in 6 days, 11 campaign stops. They don't want vintage Trump. They want to stop him. They want to muzzle him. And just remember, you heard it here first. That's what's going on. Don't when you see Democrats decrying how bad the president is, how he's stoking the flames, so to speak. I'm just going to tell you, it's all about muzzling the president. They're trying to slow him down, and this is not just about 2018. This is about 2020. You know what this is. Take the fangs away. Kind of take away some of the weapons that the president uses in dealing with his foes. That's what they're trying to do. Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now receive a bottle of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can actually help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across the state of Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just two for $3. That's right, two for $3. By the way, you want to save even more money? Do what I do. Do what we do here at the studio. Check out realwaterhomedelivery.com. In fact, today was delivery day. It's so fun. Lenny was the driver, and just a great guy. Delivered it right to our door. And by the way, we save money. Lots of money. And it's all real water. Try it out. realwaterhomedelivery.com. Check it out. I'm serious. In fact, you can use your smartphone right now. realwaterhomedelivery.com. Coming up, our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know what happens in this half hour. We turn the program over to you, and you tell us what it is you want to talk about. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
Ladies, come out this Thursday night, November 1st at 5:30 p.m. for our Ladies' Night Self-Defense Firearms Class. Don't be a victim. Learn how you can protect yourself. This is the most realistic, dynamic, intense training available. We use military simmunitions, so get ready to fight. But hurry, we only have 30 spots. The cost is only $10, and we will be giving away a CCW purse. So sign up now at myselfdefense.info. That's myselfdefense.info.
Nancy Pelosi is trying to take over Nevada. Do I have your attention? Hey, Kevin Wall here with a very important message for all Nevadans. If you want to stop Nancy Pelosi and elitist out-of-state liberals from invading our state, you've got to get out and vote for Danny Tarkanian. Danny is the Trump-endorsed conservative candidate for Congress. He's a fighter, offering real solutions for Nevada families. Solutions like school choice. Danny believes that you as parents deserve a say in how your tax dollars are spent and which education system is best for your children. And Danny will work hard with President Trump to finally secure our borders. For our safety and security, it's an absolute must. In Congress, Danny will strengthen our country and our state by supporting the America First agenda that's already making America great again. Congress has been broken for a long time, folks, and that's why we need Danny Tarkanian's common sense approach. He'll get things done in Washington. I urge you to do the right thing for Nevada and for America and support our friend Danny Tarkanian for Congress.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Adam Laxalt promised he would defend our gun rights, but he lied. Adam Laxalt just came in support of red flag gun laws like they have in California that allow a social worker or an ex-wife to take away your guns without being convicted of a crime. Good luck getting your guns back from a liberal judge. Call Adam Laxalt and tell him to keep his hands off our guns. Adam Laxalt, just another rhino.
Paid for by Ryan Bundy for governor campaign.
I'm Ron Connect, your Nevada controller, asking for your vote. My team cut spending by 13% and returned over $1 million to the state treasury, all while improving services. I led the fight against the commerce tax, promises made, promises kept. I seek your vote to help leave all Nevada's children the same legacy of hope, growth, and opportunity that our parents and grandparents left us. Thanks for considering me, Ron Connect, paid for by the committee to elect Ron Connect.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. This election will impact the direction of Nevada politics for many years to come. During last year's state legislative session, the Democrats nearly passed bills that would have made Nevada a sanctuary state, raised our taxes, increased regulations on our businesses, limited parent school choice, and violated our Second Amendment rights. If we don't elect Republicans throughout the state of Nevada on November 6th, these bills will pass during next year's legislative session. I urge you to vote and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot. And I urge you to vote no on ballot issue question 5. A no vote on question 5 is essential to maintain fair elections. A yes vote opens the door for voter fraud. California has acknowledged that 25,000 people were illegally registered to vote after they passed a similar law. This message has been paid for by the Nevada Federation of Republican Women. To find their club in your area, visit nvfrw.org. That's nvfrw.org.
The Moving Wall, the traveling Vietnam Veterans War Memorial, will be in Las Vegas Thursday, November 1st through Sunday the 4th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day. The 3,400-foot half-size replica is open to the public and free of charge. Join dignitaries and Vietnam groups 11:45 Friday and 11:45 Saturday, a full turkey luncheon served to all veterans from all wars in service. I'm Jacob Jimerson on behalf of the Jimerson Law Firm, sponsor for this war memorial, inviting you to the memorial site 500 South Las Vegas Boulevard next to the Nevada Supreme Court building.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Okay, it's the big race. In fact, the president is going to Florida later this afternoon for a rally about 4 o'clock Pacific time for Ron DeSantis. And this is going to be huge. Ron DeSantis running for governor. Yeah. Andrew Gillum, by the way, is the Democrat. And let's go to cut one real quick, because Ron DeSantis was on with, who was this? This was Charles Payne. He's from Fox Business, but he was on Fox News last night. And talking about the Trump birthright plan, changing it, nullifying it by executive order. A lot of people believe he can't do it. He has legal experts that say you can do it. But I want you to listen. This is Ron DeSantis. He says it probably won't impact the Florida governor's race, but he weighs in anyway.
Well, I don't know that it would have a huge impact. I mean, I think the idea that if somebody comes illegally and that the child is automatically a U.S. citizen, that's a questionable policy that leads to more illegal immigration. It's almost an enticement. And so I don't think that that's good policy. At the same time, the way the courts have ruled on it, I think there's a question about, can you do an executive order? Can you do legislation? Do you need an amendment? And so I think that that would be something that we'll have to look at if he does come out with something. But I don't think it's going to have a huge impact on the race.
Down the stretch, the top issues specifically to Florida, because today we got a consumer confidence number out, the best number in 18 years. Corporate profits are at record highs. It's 7 million job openings. We've never seen these kind of numbers in this country ever before in the history. It would seem like that would be the rocket ship for all Republicans to win these tight races.
And I think that's what will happen. Florida has never been better positioned. Our economy's never been better, but we have not reached our potential because we have low taxes. Our competitive advantage with high tax states has never been greater. We can build a real strong financial services sector, technology, manufacturing. That'll be an economy built for the long haul. There will be high paying jobs. And Florida will continue to prosper, but you got to have good leadership and you got to keep taxes low.
One of the people who has been operating not really under the radar, it's been over the radar. I mean, he said that he would spend $2 million on Jackie Rosen's race against Dean Heller. He has created a thing called Next Gen America, and it is registering tons of high school and college students, registering them to vote. Whether they will vote or not is another question, because a lot of times they simply don't vote. But Tom Steyer is a billionaire from California, and he was on with Allison Camerota on CNN yesterday and was criticizing Trump after Trump went after Steyer. Says, I really hadn't seen him until recently, and he kind of trashed him. Allison Camerota gave Tom Steyer, the billionaire, a chance, and this is, by the way, cut six, gave him a chance to respond, and here was his response.
What do you think when you hear the president say that he doesn't understand, as we just played, that the people that he has verbally or on Twitter targeted were then the targets of bombs?
Listen, this is a president who has created an atmosphere of hate, who has continued to demonize people after all of these violent events, who has created an atmosphere of lawlessness, both by his extreme rhetoric, but also by his behavior and his disrespect for law. And I think it doesn't really matter, honestly, Allison, what he says, because what he does is so obviously wrong. And what he does has led to this breakdown in terms of civil society. So I really don't listen to what the president has to say. I just watch what he does, and it's very consistent.
Mm. Just one last thing on what the president says, because this one was directed to you. This was on Twitter. Just watched wacky Tom Steyer, who I have not seen in action before, be interviewed by Jake Tapper. He comes off as a crazed and stumbling lunatic who should be running out of money pretty soon. As bad as their field is, if he is running for president, the Dems will eat him alive. He really opened the thesaurus on you there. You got a lot of different insults. And do you respond to that? I mean, in these toxic times, does this require a response, or do you let it go, or what's your reaction?
I think what I did that day on Twitter was to say to the president, you should not be spending your time insulting me. You should be spending your time being the president of the United States. Do your job, man. Your job is to pull the country together, and you can't do it. So I don't think there's any point in getting into the gutter with a gutter snipe. I think the only thing we can do at a very tough time is tell the truth and try and stand up for the American people. Two things that he is unable to do.
Tom Steyer is just a crazed lunatic. He's a global warming guy. That's where he entered politics, was as a global warming guy. And he has spent a gazillion dollars on global warming interests, and he is totally against fossil fuels and his big claim to fame originally was global warming, but he has changed, and now he's into everything. Now the word is he's running for president. He wants to impeach this president, and he wants to run in 2020. And I agree. I agree. They will chew him up and spit him out. Democrats do not take kindly, you know, of people with a lot of money being able to throw their weight around. That's going to just about do it. Tomorrow, Wayne Allen Root, 5 days ahead of the midterm elections. What does he see in his crystal ball? We'll talk about it. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? And by the way, be careful out there. It is Halloween, live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I trust Adam Laxalt to protect Nevada's identity and our values as governor. As attorney general, he protected us from sanctuary cities and threats to free speech. His opponent, known as Shady Steve Sisolak, was called corrupt by a judge for trying to give government contracts to political cronies. He claims every tax is on the table and plans on raising our property taxes. As governor, Adam Laxalt will keep Nevada prosperous and free and keep us from turning into California. Early voting begins October 20th, paid for by Laxalt for Nevada.
Shouldn't Nevada have a lieutenant governor who is both trustworthy and competent and at least knows what that job is about? Number one, refereeing the conflicts between the Democrats and Republicans. Number two, bringing more tourists to Nevada. Just as no one picks the referee from one of the teams, I, as a nonpartisan, will be fair and objective in breaking tie votes in the Senate. As the only lieutenant governor candidate with international experience, I know how we can double the number of tourists to Nevada. My name is Ed Uihlein, paid for by the Friends of Ed Uihlein.